brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here are some of the headlines up at InfoWars.com. UT professors analyze Alex Jones and Rand Paul's following and find they're some of the most important pro-liberty followings in the country. Sure, that group of professionals will get in trouble. That's in the Daily Texan. Chase customers see bank balance reduced to zero. Oh, yeah. Might want to see that article by Paul Joseph Watson. Congressman asked Big Sis to explain huge ammo purchases. No word yet from his letter. Ron Paul, the congressional budget debate is just a sideshow. Compared to the big derivatives issues and the rest of it, it's all distraction. They're deciding what type of Chardonnay to have on the Titanic as it's listing. Feinstein's gun bill crumbles, but they've got all their gun show ban stuff in there, which is a registration program. Ex-chancellor warns of bank runs across Europe. The Great Cyprus bank run shows that no bank account is safe. It's not called a haircut. It's theft when government loots your private bank accounts. Mike Adams, Gerald Celente, Cyprus looting is only the beginning for the global elite. Now, I wanted to get him on about a month ago, but he's been too busy, and I understand why. Just about the financial meltdown, about all the tyranny Obama's pushing. But now, we like to have people on that are accurate. People that are right over and over again, and that get demonized. And so coming up the next segment for the rest of the hour, Lyndon LaRouche is going to be joining us. 90 years old, has the brain of about a 30-year-old. I tell you, he's certainly my model when it comes to what I wish I'd be like when I'm that old. He's going to be joining us, and he really is an iconic individual when it comes to the American political landscape. And that's why the media just demonizes him. But I'll talk about that as we officially introduce him in the next segment. But I know he's there listening right now, as I saw him on the line over there on video Skype. He got the best video Skype I've ever seen, by the way. It looks like he's in the room. That's coming up. If you're a TV viewer or if you're a radio listener, you should go subscribe right now to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day for 11 memberships, 55 cents a person or less a month. 11 memberships for one master sign up. Create a username and passcode you can share. 11 people can simultaneously log on to the daily radio show and the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. TV, and I want to thank all of you that are members. We couldn't do it without you, and we just keep upgrading PrisonPlanet.tv and its 10-year history. My book, Paul Watson's book, and e-book versions are all up there. All of my films, and now the Nightly News, we're posting HD quality of that, sitting on high-quality streams as well. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time. We're also going to have Cody Wilson. We broke the story last year with the Don Salazar. Since then, it's been in hundreds of major publications. The inventor of the 3D printable gun and printable clips, who is a thought criminal and been listed as a major threat by the globalist. He is going to be joining us in studio as well today, and we'll open the phones up for that gentleman. Perhaps even for Lyndon LaRouche. I want to ask him if he wants to take calls. He may have a bunch of issues he wants to cover and not be interrupted by your questions. But questions also bring up good wild card elements. But when we come back with Lyndon LaRouche, I want to ask him about just the paramilitary buildup domestically, what it means to have these Cyprus thefts going on with 10% of the account being grabbed, German bank head calling for grabbing Italian money. There's no way to prop it up. If it's 1,000-plus quadrillion, then what do you do? I mean, there's no way to prop it up. And again, he's the guy first. When I was first reading their writings, I mean, I knew about them in the 80s and 90s, but when I was in college in the early 90s, I first read their intelligence review magazine, newspaper that comes out, and it just really fit with my own research. And then over the years, it's just been proven to be incredibly accurate. You can disagree with their solutions or with their interpretation of solutions, but I don't think you can disagree with the analysis provided by the LaRouche Pack and the LaRouche organization, and that's why they're so demonized. So he joins us on the other side of this quick break. Please stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here back live. Thank you for joining us here in the second hour today. There have been reported chemical attacks in northern Syria, and the West is openly trying to blame it on Assad when they've been predicting that the al-Qaeda forces the West has put in there would use chemical weapons on them to overthrow the country and turn it over to the jihadis. I'm no fan of Assad, but this is quite a war crime being committed by the globalists and put people, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 times worse in charge. I'm going to get Lennon LaRouge's take on that, the world economy, the bank holiday running for 4 or 5 days in Cyprus, causing all sorts of panics in stock markets and bond markets around the world. Now, Lennon LaRouge, I've got to say, really is a true visionary and trailblazer. And now that does not mean that I agree with all of his political solutions, but you've got to undoubtedly say that he predicted the financial meltdown that would come out of the end of Glass-Steagall. He predicted the derivatives crisis. He predicted the mega banks creating a global government that they control to carry out the implosion of society instead of the buildup of society. He was the first that I really saw exposing eugenics. And, of course, he'd been doing it for decades before I ran into his writings. And I had separately studied history on my own, so when I read his writings in their executive intelligence briefing magazines they put out, I knew that the history was accurate, and I also learned a lot from it. But you notice they have these throwaway lines of, oh, you say megabanks are going to implode the world economy and bring in a global fascist system. That's Lenin LaRouche. Or, oh, you're saying there's a plan to bankrupt the third world to commit genocide. That's Lenin LaRouche. No, that's Lenin LaRouche reporting on the Club of Rome, reporting on the UN, reporting on the British Empire, reporting on the globalist. And until he was demonized and set up, it was in the Washington Post that the CIA director under Reagan says he's got the best private intelligence group in the world. And you know, weekly he'd land in his helicopter. He'd fly his helicopter over like George Jetson and land at the CIA center in Langley and go advise them. And then they'd send him to talk to the Russians or talk to whoever. Very important guy. And then now they just say, oh, the crazy man that said we'd have a banking meltdown. Wow, he said the sun came up. You know, he was a visionary. And it's an example of incredible spin. It's like there's no 2 billion bullets. There's no armored vehicles. You know, we're not hopelessly in debt. Agenda 21 isn't shutting down the economy. They just laugh at saying, hey, water is good for you. That crazy man said water was good for you. They play these mind games, okay, and really try to demonize anybody that's hitting on target. John Birch Society accurately predicted what was going to happen. You'll hear these one-line throwaway lines of John Birch Society, crazy people. I mean, just incredibly calm, focused, scholarly, breaking down from a right-wing view the global corporate fascist takeover. LaRouche, you could say, from a left-wing view, but now he's called a right-winger, an extreme right-wing by the Washington Post. The truth is, he's a populist. And you can learn so much. I mean, he kept saying, we're in danger from asteroids hitting the Earth. The last time he was on 6 months ago. Now look at what's been happening with all these asteroids. And saying we're going through this asteroid intergalactic belt, not just the smaller belt around us. Now they're admitting that's happening. So enough of an introduction. I want to get him on about the economy, all the things that are happening. But first off, sir, joining us via video Skype for TV viewers, for radio listeners, you can go to prisonplanet.tv and watch us right now. What is front and center on your radar screen right now, sir? I want to give you the floor for the next 7-8 minutes till we come back from break, and then I've got some questions of my own. But I want to cover the waterfront because you said we're going to enter this global crisis. And now North Korea, the Middle East, the dollar, the world bond market, where are we right now? What is most important in your view right now, sir?
The most important thing right now is the danger of thermonuclear nuclear war. And as long as we have this president in position, we are at great risk. Now, in these matters of this kind of warfare, you can't really predict. Because you don't know whether you're going to get thermonuclear war, which means general human extinction, or we're not. In the meantime, we have a process going on, like other processes, which are important because they are turning points or potential turning points in the situation. For example, we have the agreement by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who are now going to meet with Russians on the question of dealing with things like asteroids and other threats. That are now becoming much more prevalent. We also have the need to build up systems to defend us against things that are flying around in nearby space. So we have a situation which we can identify things that should be discussed and decided, but there also we have no certainty that any of these things will be the outcome. And this is a real war type situation, broader than just warfare itself, in which the questions are more clear than the answers. And that's the way I think we have to keep it. We cannot give you guaranteed answers. We can say what the answers are to certain questions, posed the right way, just like this negotiation is going on with Russia and our Joint Chiefs of Staff now. We don't know what the outcome is, but we do understand the problem. And that's the way it is down the line. But the key thing that is certain, if this president remains in office, the United States is finished.
What are the power structures? What are the factions from your deep connections, Mr. LaRouche, right now, in layman's terms for the audience, boil it down so we understand the parties involved and what we, the people in the middle, can do to tip the balance towards a less violent outcome?
Well, the first thing we have to always think about is we have to think about the United States, not because it is our United States as such, but because the creation of the United States, following what Christopher Columbus did, we had attempts to open up the Atlantic Ocean and to move out from Europe to new options in the other side of the Atlantic. Everything broke down eventually, and suddenly it was our Massachusetts development and things like that, which set the tone for what would be the new replacement for the problems of Europe. So our United States, as corrupted as it has become, nonetheless represents the one major force on which the hope of the world actually depends. There are other nations which will cooperate with us, some certainly, others hopefully. But that's our situation.
So you're saying the world's future really does rise and fall on recapturing the republic that has been the laboratory of true renaissance in the last 300 years.
Absolutely. If you look at the situation in the transatlantic region and elsewhere, there are many nations which have capabilities. Europe has generally lost its capabilities in the recent decades. We in the United States, we have been partly destroyed, especially since the young Bush administration and this current Obama administration. Those forces have almost destroyed the United States. But there is reason to be optimistic. I can't predict the victory, but I can tell you what I'm optimistic about. And I see what happened after the indoctrination and installation of Obama the second round, that I see things in our people, movements among our people, in groups of people, which are, for me, are very optimistic things. When the American people awaken from a long period of quasi-sleep or despair and so forth, and as you see in the political system now, a gradual moving in a new direction, searching for a new direction, and you see it in the members of Congress. You see it in the divisions that are occurring among Republicans. Republicans are no longer fully agreed with each other on most positions. And Democrats, we don't know quite where they are, but we have ideas of where some people would like to go. So we're in a position, sure, of potential change.
I agree, but let's look at the geopolitical layout, because you've been putting out some of your video press releases that are particularly powerful when you break down all the factions. What are the Anglo-American British imperialists trying to do right now? What is their game plan around the world? Because they do seem to be particularly agitated right now.
Well, if you look at the history of the United States since the installation of Andrew Jackson, who really was nothing except a big noise, there were other people who were British directed. British banking terms actually took over the Andrew Jackson administration. These are the kinds of things in history we have to look at. But our United States recently has begun to realize how bad the current two presidents, young Bush and Obama, are. And they want to change. And that's an option for it. There are bigger things than that on the horizon.
Well, I want to cover what you think is most important and what's happening in the banking structure, how bad the global financial meltdown is, because, again, you called it when they got rid of Glass-Steagall back in the late 90s. And so I want to come back from break and ask you, what you think. Well, briefly, what's happening with Cyprus and the grabbing of that money? Are they trying to cause a panic?
Well, that kind of thing is going on. The general situation is we are at the verge, especially in the transatlantic region, we are on the verge of a general breakdown crisis, which can come on suddenly. We are already in a breakdown crisis. It has not disintegrated yet, but it's on the verge of disintegrating.
Lionel LaRouche is our guest. We'll give you his websites when we come back. But the most important thing is I want you to define breakdown crisis, define triggers for thermonuclear war, and why you've been saying the last year we're entering the greatest danger zone of that in modern history, which is now manifesting. I want you to explain it to us all on the other side. This is important. Lyndon LaRouche is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe.
And we are back live. Lyndon LaRouche is joining us. Again, we have guests on who've accurately predicted things. And you notice the people that have done that are the ones that are demonized. Because the power structure does not want you knowing this. So you've got the Russian bloc, the Chinese bloc, the kind of U.S.-British bloc, the EU, all in the middle of that. And it's all interconnected. But Lynn LaRouche, what is a breakdown crisis? Why are you saying we're in the danger of a nuclear war? Why did you say that a year ago, and now we're seeing the sabers rattled and Russian fleets going to Cyprus and all of it? In fact, you even sent me a report, Cyprus, Glass-Steagall. So break that down for us.
Well, without Glass-Steagall, the United States economy is finished. We are already in a hyperinflationary explosion. And unless we can cancel most of the banks, which are not Glass-Steagall banks, or don't conform to what Glass-Steagall banks would mean, this nation is finished. And it can be finished on any day or any week in the near future. I've been pushing for Glass-Steagall as absolutely necessary. We also need something in addition to Glass-Steagall. We need the actual reestablishment of a credit system for the United States. That is, where the federal government will create a pool of lendable currencies on approval for projects which are deemed responsible. We need those things. For example, we have a number of large projects for the United States. We've been losing everything. You take the central states of the United States. They've been destroyed over the past years. The worst things have happened since, again, young Bush came in, and Obama, and we've really destroyed the food-producing section of the United States. We no longer have the ability to guarantee a food supply for the people of the United States. That is something which we have to deal with.
Why do the eugenicists always obsess on making people dependent? I know the answer, because that's the name of the game, total control. But expanding on this, when you talk about we could be finished any day financially, here's a headline at InfoWars.com, breaking, only covered by a local ABC news channel. Chase customers see bank account balance reduced to zero. Glitch stokes panic on Twitter. Now that was just a glitch, but describe what you're saying, sir. You know, could happen overnight. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, what was done in terms of the hyperinflation done, which has gone on, we are absolutely bankrupt. And it's the banks, the big banks, which are the problem. You have to put this thing through bankruptcy reorganization now as a preventive measure, instead of to enable us to start a program of economic growth. Without a radical change in economic growth, without the end to this so-called green policy, the United States is doomed. The green policy is the greatest enemy inside the United States. It's also the enemy at large from Britain. It's Europe is full of it. So the very fact we are not producing the amount of food required to maintain our population.
And look at how Greece and Spain have adopted it, and they admit it's wrecked them. And China can build 3 new plants a week. We can't even have one a year. For those that don't know, explain to them, sir, what the so-called green movement really is.
Well, the idea, very clear. In the Denmark attempt to establish a world tyranny of on that basis of the Queen's idea, they came out with this idea of actually genocide. The Queen's policy, and it's not just her personal policy, it's the policy of the British Empire, is to reduce the world's population from the present estimated level of 7 billion persons to the order of 1.2 billion people. That is the policy, and if you look around you, you look in Europe, you know that is the policy in practice. It was under this influence that we shut down the food production in the Central Plains area. We do not presently produce enough food to take care of the entire U.S. population. We are on a policy of reduction of population. And when you talk about what the Queen has insisted upon, and all of the people associated with her on this, is to reduce the human population rapidly now from 7 million people level to 1.2.
Sir, we got a long segment coming up. Let's expand on that, because if it's a new listener out there tuning in for the first time, maybe saying, what on earth are they talking about? The Queen doesn't run anything. We're going to explain the fact that she does. Break that down with Lynn and LaRouche. We'll also give you the websites. It's LaRouchePack.com, just LaRouchePAC.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. This couldn't be more important.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here, back live. Lennon LaRouche is our guest. Here's one of the headlines up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Chase customers see bank balance reduced to zero. Millions of Chase bank customers were affected by an unfortunately timed glitch, which resulted in their checking and savings accounts showing a zero balance for several hours yesterday, prompting many to take to Twitter and express panic that their money had been stolen, probably another test. Reaction of the glitch was undoubtedly made more intense by the fact that the top global news story yesterday was how residents of Cyprus were facing a mandatory tax that would see 10% of their savings plundered by the banker bailout. And again, there is the problem, and we have a link to ABC News 7 reporting it. This is not a national story. It's only on that local news station. It should be a national story. It is now. The InfoWars.com, because it shows you that they can devalue your currency overnight, Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe style, or they can just simply take the money out of your account, which is what Davos and the globalists are calling for more and more. And I want to talk to Lynn LaRouche about that and continue with some of the solutions that he's developed from his deep historical understanding. But first off, during these dangerous times, it's important to support alternative media, real media that's nonpartisan, that has a constitutionalist, truly progressive view, not the fake socialist, eugenicist, Agenda 21, post-industrial. You know, we're here talking about the post-industrial system where 30 years ago we could feed the whole world. Now half our food's imported. They estimate within another 5 years it'll be 70%. I mean, this is done by design, with regulations and red tape and all the real environmental crises we've got. They're all ignored, and they say it's carbon that humans exhale, carbon dioxide that plants engage in photosynthesis with, basically breathe. They list something that's life-giving part of the carbon cycle and then ignore all the real things they're doing. I mean, it's just amazing that it's a piratical system that seeks to go to even nation-states. They're going to get away from nations and go to city-states, which are exempt from their globalism. It's basically the Rome model, the British City of London model, the Israel model, the Vatican model, the Washington, D.C. model, with their own little insulated, almost floating fortresses of evil, like the Legion of Doom. And I'm ranting. We're going to go back to Lynn LaRouche here. But it is important, folks, while the Internet's still somewhat free, they're moving to block that now because we're effective. That quickening, that awakening is happening. They want to use the quickening to collectivize and get everybody on corporate welfare, not to empower, but to control. We've got to use the quickening to re-energize the American system. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the magazine at cost, the big color glossy magazine showing how the globalists want to cause a civil war. Get the March issue. It's almost sold out. It will sell out. Get them in bulk or get a subscription and support the free press, or get ProPure water filters discounted, 10% off of promo code WATER. Buy the T-shirts, the books, support our sponsors, click on our advertisers. That's how we're able to build a strong organization in the front and in the face of the imploding global system. So support InfoWars.com. Spread the word about our local AM and FM affiliates. Don't take this information for granted. InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call our great crew and ask any questions about discounts and DVDs and films and books and some of the new arrivals. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, Lennon, I want to move quicker with you through a bunch of subjects and get into some of the topics you think are most important. But what do you say about supporting alternative press like what you're doing over there with LaRouche Pack, LaRouche Pub? I mean, how important is that? Because obviously the New World Order globalist eugenics media, the post-industrial media, they're not going to tell us the victories we're having, but that's not me putting perfume on a pig or putting out pro-propaganda like a cheerleader. As ham-fisted and primitive as I am at many levels, I've been very effective. You've been very effective in your 60 years of fighting. But now, when I go out on the street of Austin or even go to other cities, instead of every fifth person stopping me, it's every other person. Or sometimes everyone in a restaurant comes over. Sometimes every person I see hiking on the Greenbelt comes over. I mean, the popularity of our broadcast, let's not exaggerate, is growing fourfold every year right now and is extremely viral. What does that say towards your awakening and how important it is for people to support you and others?
Well, there are several things to consider. First of all, there is people are frightened. They're disgusted as well as frightened. And that's a fact. But that doesn't give you the answer. That does not give you the solution. More people are upset by these conditions. But that being upset does not solve the problem. You have to have measures which you are concrete. You have to mobilize people around such measures. You have to make the changes in policy, especially in economic policy, which are essential to save this nation from extinction. And not only our nation, but our nation has a very significant role that most Americans no longer recognize. Because we are a special creation. We have a history. One could go into that. But the point is, we were destroyed and corrupted from within. Many of our presidents have been corrupting agents. Some other presidents have saved us. But the United States has an inherent role in the history of mankind, in the entire history of mankind, which is absolutely unique. And it's something that started essentially with Columbus's travels across the Atlantic as a discoverer. It came into Massachusetts. Massachusetts was crushed. Then Massachusetts people, like Benjamin Franklin, fought back and created a new kind of nation which had never existed to man's knowledge before. Now, we still have, through the way we handle immigration, we took people who were poor from all over the world. We brought them into the United States. They went through successive generations of rising in terms of their condition, their culture, and so forth. We in the United States are actually the pivot of the possibility of maintaining this planet, really, for us, and that sort of thing. But if we fail, if we drop the ball, if we no longer provide that kind of leadership, which was brought into Massachusetts, and this is part of this Columbus sequel, if we drop the ball, the world is doomed. They need us. And many parts of the world know they need us, or they need us in some respect. In China, there's a recognition in China today that the United States is needed. There's an acute sense of Russia. The United States is needed. You have people in Europe who are suffering, threatened by destruction of their whole nation. They need us. But
let's talk about the globalists that have hijacked America. You've talked about their exterminism, ultra-Hitlerian mindset, Hitler being one of their creations. But for many years, you pointed out that the ruling class are insane. And I understand that they're very intelligent, have intelligent bureaucracies that know how to deceive. But knowing their mindset or their tropism, what is the real state of the world right now? I mean, quantify that and where it's going.
I think my experience and my knowledge of history, this is not merely a matter of how many people are bad or so forth. It's a question, do we have a part of our population which is able to contribute leadership? Which, you know, most people were born in history, modern history and even ancient history, were born as poor people. Poorly educated, downtrodden, oppressed. They didn't have good knowledge. And then once in a while, like with Charlemagne, you had somebody comes up and creates a whole new system, then he dies, and very soon after that, what he had accomplished disintegrated. So the idea of the quality of leadership, of people who are dedicated and capable of understanding what leadership
is.
That's
why you see civilizations appear, grow, and then collapse of their own corruption. We definitely have that same brain rot, but now we have nuclear weapons, and we see all the armies lining up, and then we see the bankers looting people's private bank accounts when it's impossible to pay off the derivatives. What do they think they're going to do in the city of London?
You could say there's something satanic about the British monarchy, and you go back, and if you know the history, and very few people do know the history, because it's available for them, the British Empire is a product of the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire...
The Venetian Black Nobility. So explain their game plan. Exactly. Explain how the Queen runs things.
First of all, you had the Roman Empire disintegrated in large degree. The leading families of the Roman Empire went up the Adriatic and became Venetians. And the Venetians went through a crisis, and then you had a second Venetian. Then you had a Venetian called William of Orange. William of Orange invaded Britain, generally committed genocide against the Irish, which is one of the sports of the British monarchy these days still. And therefore, what we got into this kind of situation. We now have still the legacy of the Roman Empire in particular, which is a strong force culturally in Europe. And is in terms of, for example, take the case of some of our presidents, and we found what happened is the British banks moved in, taking over a presidency, moved in to the New York area and the Massachusetts area. The British bankers, British banking system, imperial banking system, took control of the United States up to the time of the Civil War. The Lincoln broke that off, but then the same thing came back again.
And this was in all our newspapers then, and then in 22 with Pratt House and the CFR. This was the public battle. I mean, what you're talking about was front page news for 100-plus years. Nowadays, it's conspiracy theory. Just like if you told an ancient that the moon, you know, really wasn't a man, that it was a rock satellite, they would think you were a conspiracy theorist. The level of ignorance, but you're saying you're seeing a rediscovery of this.
Yeah, that's what we are seeing in the population now. They're disgusted. The hatred against Obama, mixed with the fear of Obama, is what is defining. It also what's happening, the political parties, which thought they were solid, Republican and Democrat, are no longer that. They say still exist in terms of name, but if you look at the inside of the discussions.
Same
of
people.
Yeah.
So they're putting out a hoax that he's been endorsed, that he's loved, but all the real evidence shows total collapse of confidence. I hear our police chief on local radio saying there's been a collapse in confidence. You know, I'm not bad. I'm not with the bad guys. And I hear other police chiefs and people talking like that. And I hear other mainline hosts admitting across the board, we've got tyranny. I agree with you that there is an epiphany beginning to happen right now. Let me ask you this question. The thousands of armored vehicles being deployed, the checkpoints, the 2 billion bullets, the urban warfare drills, the military admits they've been told to prepare for gun confiscation. That's in the Army manuals now. But then Obama's people stonewall and say there are no drones, there are no bullets. What is this domestic buildup for?
What you're talking about really is a situation which is going toward thermonuclear war. So that the idea that there's some power more powerful than the issue of thermonuclear war is a piece of idiocy. The world is threatened by thermonuclear war. Now, a thermonuclear war is not just a war. It is not throwing missiles at something. This is a process which, if undertaken with the capabilities which now exist, that thermonuclear war launched within 1 hour can result in the extinction of the human species.
Wow, so you're saying they're gearing up domestically because they're getting ready for nuclear war.
Not really. It goes together with that. It's not a simple scheme.
How does the nuclear war start? On the Korean Peninsula or in Europe?
No, it starts from London. The British Empire. Look, you have if you look at what's happened in the British system recently, you see what happened, the unnecessary long Iraq war. Tony Blair did it. Tony Blair is the controller of the current president of the United States. He was the guy that put him in on behalf of the British Queen. We've been going toward hell. And wait, we have the other side of the thing is, at the same time, we are faced with threats in the solar system, with threats of comets which come into the solar system and can kill a lot of people if they ever hit the area.
Now, you said that last year on my show, and the media made fun of you about it, but now we're seeing record numbers of large asteroids coming in and blowing up. How did you know about that?
Well, that's my business, to know those kinds of things.
No, I understand. I mean, in fact, you were the guy, the presenter of the idea of a global space defense system.
No, I started that in the sense that I was on my own at a certain point in the late 1970s in Europe. And when I began to push this process, I found people who had been veterans of the OSS, who were still leading survivors of the OSS, and others who agreed with me, and we came together, and I had some dealings with the Soviet system, and also they were going to collapse, and I told them so, and they knew it. And a not large number of them are willing to come over and work with us on this whole problem.
That's right, because there were two CIA directors that said you were one of the best analysts alive. Which one was it that told Reagan that he should adopt your policies? I have to pull the Washington Post back up.
There were a lot of them. There were a number of people, but they were also leading people. Generally came from the OSS background. You had people who were still leading people whose background was essentially OSS.
And you were on record saying the Soviets were going to collapse before other people were. Why do they respect you so much? What were you telling them?
I just told them what the truth was, and they knew the truth, but they had to have somebody tell them that. They knew that we almost had the SDI success at the time that Reagan was leading that charge. We almost had it, but the British put in a new stooge Soviet leader who mobilized all his British cronies, and therefore, you know, that we were turned down on that basis. But Reagan always...
Well, the media also turned it into a weapon system instead of a missile defense, but also asteroid defense, right?
The idea was we all knew, including key people in the Soviet system and related systems, we knew that the Soviet Union was doomed. Now, rather than going out with a big flaming nonsense, can't we come to an agreement on policies, international policies, which avoid this threat of general warfare and undertake cooperation among nations to deal with our problems?
And so you were a liaison behind the scenes on what led to perestroika, but they never got to that because their people got in. Who was Gorbachev?
Gorbachev was an evil fellow. He's still around, I think. He was but he was not. He was the second man in this operation. But this was, if you find, the peculiar thing about the Soviet system, and in Russia today, there's still that kind of problem. Most of these guys were called the Marxists, you know, the real Marxists, were British operated. Like Bertrand Russell's crowd. Bertrand Russell was one of the most significant penetrators of the Soviet system you ever saw, and it continued to his
death. And he was really a eugenicist.
He was everything. He's a human being hater.
Stay there. We're going to break that down on the other side. Amazing. Intriguing.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, for InfoWars Nightly News. You can pick up the feed at InfoWarsNews.com. I want to hold him a little bit, 5 minutes of the next hour, if he can, if he's got to go, I understand. But, you know, when he boils it all down to thermonuclear war, that's where this is going. And the Russians, the U.S., they're building more bases, more weapons, while saying nothing's going on. But if you study geopolitical developments the last 100 years, more is going on than has ever gone on. And the establishment in Europe, England, the U.S. is behaving in their actions, not their rhetoric, like all Hades is about to break loose. And they're doing incredibly bold and criminal things, putting Al-Qaeda in all over the Middle East, demonizing patriot groups in America, clearly getting ready for false flags. Lyndon LaRouche, I'll tell you what I see happening. I see them gearing up to stage terror events to blame on the American people, like Oklahoma City, to go after a kind of libertarian populist. And also they're demonizing any type of progressive populist that they don't control. I see a real move towards authoritarianism by Obama with his left cover, his invasion of Africa under AFRICOM. I mean, the globalists, it seems, are on the offense. Is that a form of defense? And what do they expect to get out of this? And how do we reverse them taking us on a path that you predicted will lead to thermonuclear war?
Now, this is a cult. The problem is a cult. The cult is that of the British monarchy. And if you look at the banking system, the key to this operation is you've got to go to the way the banking system was set up under Rome all the way through Britain. It is that international banking system which is the organizing center of all of these operations. The answer is, how do you influence people? You buy them. And you find that many of our, for example, senators and so forth that I know, they have been bought. That's why they do what they do. Why are we controlled? Under Jackson, for example, we were bought. The British bankers, based in the New York region and in Boston, set up the operation which really wrecked the United States for a long period of time. It's the same thing today.
They also financed the Civil War. That's on record, but people don't know that.
Oh, sure. But the point is, it's always been the case. It is British-controlled bankers. But they're not just British. What they do is they represent the legacy of the Roman Empire.
How do the Rothschilds tie in?
The Rothschilds are just instruments in this process. They were picked up as skillful people to play a role for the British monarchy.
Wow. And right now, we're in the world breakdown that you predicted. And I've tried to get you to talk about it today, but you'll never talk about yourself in a past tense. But you have been screaming since the mid-90s that they were going to create derivatives and do this. And now it's happening. How do we get out of that? Bring back Glass-Steagall?
Glass-Steagall would work. If you take a measure of the United States population, we have been, I study it and look at it and deal with it. There is a movement right now. You'll find that the Democratic and Republican Party are no longer cohesive forces against each other. We are about to be freed from that kind of partisanship. What you have is you find people who are classified as New Left or whatever, old Republicans and so forth. They're all different because they have nothing that they can unite about as a united policy. And therefore, you saw that in the results of the recent election.
And how is that a good thing? Now we can come into the vacuum with original constitutional ideas.
That's right. We don't need a Congress, which is a majority feature. We need a system of government, which is our constitutional system, which is responsive to what our needs are.
Sir, we're back in 1 minute. Give us those solutions on the other side briefly.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.